Dictation for Daniel Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N, December 2857. Addresses a letter to Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 7756472. Dear Dr. Ball, a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Cochran. I saw him back in December. He developed acute kidney injury in relation to hemorrhagic shock from gastrointestinal bleeding and stomach ulcers from exposure to anti-inflammatory agents because of his inflammatory arthritis and spondyloarthrosis, requiring multiple blood transfusions. He required a gastrectomy, a Billroth, B-I-L-L-R-O-T-H-2, with enteric anastomosis. Since that time, there has been isolated episodes of losing balance, no loss of consciousness or fracture. He's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents altogether. He's following with rheumatology, cannot go back to anti-inflammatory agents or similar for what they started him on, leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, that he is tolerating so far without problems. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea or bleeding, good urine output without any cloudiness of blood. No gross respiratory distress. He's hard of hearing, some memory issues, denies orthopnea PND. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvas Demadex. For blood pressure, question if he's also taking clonidine for his psychiatric disorder on Wellbutrin, Seroquel. He's been on iron magnesium replacement, cholesterol treatment, depression, Wellbutrin, leflunomide as indicated above. Next paragraph, on my physical exam, blood pressure 108.52 right-sided. He is not on any respiratory distress, lungs are clear without any RAL wheezes, no pericardial rap gallop, no ascites tenderness, and no major edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from March. Kidney function is back to normal. Electrolyte normal, elevated bicarbonate. GFR better than 60. A normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. Anemia 12.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Glucose mild elevated 119, although A1C is 5.8. Elevated triglycerides, other lipid profile with the normal limits. Sedimentation rate is not elevated at 8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury, as indicated above at the time of hemorrhagic shock, is completely resolved back to normal. Next, lumbar hypertension, which appears to be now in the low side. I'm asking him to decrease the Demadex to half a tablet. If no fluid retention or bouncing of blood pressure, plan to take it off completely on the next 1 or 2 weeks. Next number, anemia, multifactorial, no further gastrointestinal bleeding. Next number, elevated bicarbonate, metabolic alkalosis, likely from diuretics. Next number, inflammatory arthritis and spondyloarthrosis on leflunomide. Next paragraph, psychiatry, abnormalities, some memory abnormalities too. We are going to double check that the medication that he told us is correct. Otherwise, all questions answered. This was an in-person office visit. End of dictation.